Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 79 of Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the pumpkin-loving, September-born creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I put a link to that on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. And I have something very important that I want to talk with you all about today, and that is this. The season of pumpkin everything is almost here! Woohoo! Yay! It's almost the season of pumpkin everything. And you might be able to notice, you might be able to tell that I'm kind of sort of losing my voice. And that is because I pulled another one of my infamous all-nighters, which really, they're not technically all-nighters because I just can't handle a real all-nighter. So sleeping did happen, but I stayed up till, I don't know, almost midnight, and then I got up at 4 to make sure that I could get the Autumn Equinox module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year out today. And I did it. I'm amazed that I did it because it's Autumn Equinox is not for 2 more weeks. I wanted to get it out early so everybody would have a chance to see it, and I had publicly declared that it would be out today. That's how I get myself into these situations. I love my sleep. I love it. I try to get 8 hours of sleep every single night. It's only once every 6 weeks in the last year that I have done this to myself where I've stayed up all night trying to finish these things because I'm a natural procrastinator. And I also always underestimate how long something will take me to get done. So I'm pretty excited. This is the earliest I've got one of these done. And I met my own deadline, which is very, very exciting. But I've been working on the morning trying to get this thing out and send it out to all the people who pre-ordered it and the people who just ordered it and post the winners of the Facebook contest that I just did. I also should give you the heads up that if you like my videos, if you like watching me on YouTube, you might have noticed that I haven't been there as much. Well, lately I started making videos and uploading them directly to Facebook. And I'm going to start doing more of that. I just like it. I like being able to talk to you guys face-to-face like that. And I'm thinking of making it a regular Tuesday morning thing today. So next Tuesday. And just like a little two-minute video. Just a little chit-chatty thing talking about whatever's going on in the world. But we were here today to talk about pumpkin. And I'm so sorry I got off on a tangent. But besides not having my full voice and waning energy levels, I also am just going to sit here and chit-chat with you today. So if you are here to learn something deep and profound, this might not be the show for you. You might want to go back and listen to last week's show. I think you might find something there if that's what you're looking for. Because today I just want to be silly. I do want to talk about this module, and there's some good stuff in that. But let's talk about pumpkin. Let's talk about the season of pumpkin everything. I am a pumpkin freak. Pumpkin is very, very good for you, which is a very, very good thing because it tastes wonderful. And something that I noticed that I kept seeing, I noticed it a lot in the last couple years, and it's really like ramped up this year, is people posting on Facebook and Twitter that the pumpkin spice lattes are here. Starbucks, Coffee Bean, Pete's, I don't know where you get your coffee, but the big commercial brands have already started rolling out the pumpkin spice lattes. It's kind of like how they start like rolling out Halloween earlier and earlier. They start rolling out Christmas earlier and earlier. It's like shocking when you go into a store and it's October and there's like Christmas decorations everywhere. It's kind of like that with the pumpkin spice lattes. It's like the second that the kids go back to school, maybe even right before, boom, pumpkin lattes. They know they have a good thing on their hands for sure, and I see the excitement. But the problem with this is these things are cesspools of ickiness. They are chock full of sugar and toxins, and they taste really, really, really good. So people are like, fuck it, I don't care, I'm drinking it. And I don't blame you. But what I wanted to do was create a healthy alternative because I'm a nerd like that. So I created a vegan pumpkin spice latte, and it's not that it's vegan. That's not what makes it healthy. I wanted to just create something that my vegan friends could enjoy, but also my paleo friends, my friends that are just into eating whole foods, those of you that are lactose intolerant. I wanted to make something healthy with as few ingredients as possible, whole ingredients, as whole as possible, as natural as possible, and without all the sugar and weird toxins. And so I did that, and that is the potion craft for this module. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, modules and the psycho-spiritual wheel of the year and all that jazz, you can go to www.psychospiritualwheeloftheyear.com and you can check it all out. But basically, it's a wheel of the year program. And every 6 weeks, when we go through like a change of season, I post a new module for doing psycho-spiritual work that is in alignment with that season. And when I say psycho-spiritual, I mean psychological and spiritual, how those two things come together. So it's about doing that kind of work. I think it's really fun and interesting. I think the people that are in the group think it's really fun and interesting. And I always offer a potion craft, something healthy, because I'm all about that stuff. And I also, in the private Facebook group for that, I just posted something like a meme that the food babe made. I don't know if you know who the food babe is, but she's like on a one-woman mission to change the food industry, basically. And she did this meme called Dissecting Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte. And it says, think before you drink. And then she did this whole outline of points. I will just quickly read to you what is in this stuff because it's a little disconcerting. 2 doses of caramel color level 15, which is color made with ammonia, and it is considered a carcinogen. And if you don't know what a carcinogen is, if you don't know what a carcinogen is, it is something that will give you cancer. So right off the bat, not good. There are absolutely no real pumpkin ingredients anywhere in this drink. So you are not getting the benefits, the health benefits of pumpkin. It is made with Monsanto milk, cows fed GMO corn, soy, and cottonseed or soy milk that contains carrageenan, which is a stabilizer linked to intestinal inflammation and cancer. Also very not good. This, to me, is the really big one. It has a toxic dose of sugar. And a grande, which is like their, is that their medium size? It's been a while since I've gone to Starbucks. No, that's their small. Is a grande a small? No, a tall is a small. a grande has over 50 grams of sugar, which is totally crazy pants. Don't do that to yourself. Especially when I'm offering such a lovely, healthy alternative. It has ambiguous natural flavors that can be made from anything found on Earth. And for those of you who have gone through my Sad to Sexy program, you know that that's often code for MSG. Artificial flavors made from substances like petroleum, preservatives, and sulfites that cause allergic reactions, and possible pesticide residue from using non-organic coffee beans, blah, 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 blah. Yes, it's all very bad. So that's why I wanted to do that. And then the whole module is just a whole lot of fun. I always think, I guess the one that I most recently did is my favorite. And this is actually the last one that I've created. I have now officially created all 8 modules for an entire year and a day. And we will be starting back up with that again. As soon as this one is over, we're going to start at the top of the wheel with Samhain, Halloween, which I call the winter transition. That one is excellent. It's very deep. It gets into shadow work. Some of my other favorites I really loved, I think it was the spring equinox or the spring transition. I can't remember which, but I talked about rewilding. I got a total kick out of that. The summer solstice. I just wanted to have fun and get into magic and fairies and all that. And then this one, I really, really wanted to end with a bang this year and a day that those of us who started last October, I wanted, or last November, I wanted to do something that would like almost guarantee that if you do the work, you will experience a major transformation in your life. I wanted to deliver transformation this time. So I really poured my heart and soul into that. The overall theme is making your life strong. And I talk about, you know, there's little headers. It's a PDF. You get a giant, this one I think is like 37 pages long. You get a PDF, but don't worry. It's not really dense or text heavy. There's lots of white space. It's a lot of journal prompts and things like that. There's a video where we do a Crafty Witch project as a group together. You can do it alone or you can hop on the private Facebook group and talk about your experience with that. And then the different sections this time are going to be making your life strong, priorities and action, the law of diminishing returns, and the principle of antagonism, and then just kind of how those all tie in together. And then, you know what I like to do for that is, I'm just talking off the top of my head in case you can't tell, and I need a drink of water. Let me move you away from the mouthpiece on my phone so you don't hear my big, weird gulp. Okay, that's better. What I like to do when I write these is, you know, I create a whole theme and then I go around and I collect. I'm a big quote collector. I have a quotes book. I highlight all of my favorite books, all my favorite quotes. And then I'll go around and collect these quotes, collect ones that are relevant to the PDF. And then I kind of build around those quotes the text that I'm going to write. And this time I had a bunch left over that I really, really love. So I cut and pasted them onto a little text file here because I wanted to read them to you because I thought they really, they're not the ones I chose. So I guess I don't think they're the absolute most bestest because those ones are in the PDF. And then I obviously break it all down and get into the psycho-spiritual work of it. But I like these a lot, too. One is by Albert Schweitzer, and he says, "One who gains strength by overcoming obstacles possesses the only strength which can overcome adversity," which is a lot like a quote that Arnold Schwarzenegger, of all people, said, "Strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength." And one more that is really tied in, I think these three just go together, which is why I guess I didn't use them. I think they're powerful and awesome, but they're really all just saying the same thing. This one is by Helen Keller, and it says, "Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved." So basically, How do I say this without giving the whole kit and caboodle away? I really wanted to get us to a place where we were making our lives strong by stepping into new habits or powerful new behaviors that we might have previously found challenging or things that we feel are obstacles. How do you like get yourself to do those things that you're so good at procrastinating on or avoiding altogether, so that you can develop strength, real strength, self-esteem, confidence, and make your life strong? How do you get that payoff? How can you convince yourself to actually go there? And it's about like breaking that down into teeny tiny daily steps and getting really granular with it so that you don't get overwhelmed. So Jack Canfield, I bet you know and love him. He has a quote that I also liked and did not include about, you know, breaking it down. He says, know your priorities and identify the 5 powerful action steps that you intend to take to move your initiatives forward each day. If you go to a tree with an axe and take 5 whacks at the tree every day, it doesn't matter if it's an oak or a redwood. Eventually, the tree has to fall down. And that is why I didn't include that quote, because it really bothers me. The image, I know it's just a metaphor, but the image of cutting down an oak or a redwood, because those are my 2 favorite trees, and they're majestic and super old and ancient, at least in Big Sur, which is what I associate with those. That's like my happiest place on earth. And the 2 special trees you have there are redwoods and oaks. So I loved the quote. I loved the metaphor. But I didn't want to actually put in print anything about chopping down an oak or a redwood. But I got the point. So I was thinking about, you know, how do we get ourselves into action? And then how do we maintain a consistency? I think a lot of people, you go through phases where you're all like gung-ho and you're definitely going to finally get a regular workout routine into place, or regular meditation, or you're going to start eating healthy, you're going to stop drinking the Starbucks, whatever, crazy spice lattes, and making your own, or whatever it is. You get this idea in your head and you kind of go on the fumes of that enthusiasm for a couple of weeks. And then eventually you end up reverting back into your old behaviors. And then that tends to kind of break down your self-esteem because you're disappointed in yourself, and it kind of goes through like a vicious cycle. I'll bet you have at least one thing in your life that is like that. I'll bet there's one thing that you promised yourself every new year you're really, really, really going to do this year, or something that it's kind of like, you know, the boy who cried wolf, you're finally going to write that novel, something I know nothing about. I think we all have something like that, and it can really bug you. It can like really get into your skin, like why can't I make myself do this? It seems so simple just to like work out for 30 minutes a day. And so that is why I created the Crafty Witch Project that actually goes with this whole module. So you get this breakdown of the project, and then I do a little video demonstrating what the project is, and then hopefully we all gather back in the private Facebook group and talk about it and share and cheer each other on and stuff like that. And this one is called The Reward Board. And a quote that I did not include in that section is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who is one of my all-time favorite people to steal quotes from. And he said, the reward of a thing well done is having done it. And I totally agree with that. That is very, very true. But the problem is getting yourself to do it in the first place. So I have created a reward system for us to do. I'm calling it 30 days of strength training, in which we reward ourselves and we create new neural paths in our brains, new associations. We light up the pleasure center of our brain in order to get ourselves to consistently do tasks that we previously used to avoid or procrastinate on or feel intimidated by. And then I will, one last quote, and then I promise I won't read you another, but this is by a guy, I do not know who he is. His name is John Ruskin, and I found this on Brainy Quotes online, but I like it. It says, the highest reward for a person's toil is not what they get for it, but what they become by it. And that is the whole point. I wanted to create transformation for myself, because I always do it for myself first. And then if it works, I turn around and I share it with you. So I wanted to create transformation for all of us, like real transformation, something that's measurable. Like, why spend your time doing this? Why buy into another program? And this one is only $20, by the way. It's not like a huge investment. It's like buying a book. And it's a lot more fun than that, if you ask me, because it's so interactive. And something that you can really participate in. But why do that if you're actually not going to have some sort of transformation at the end of it? So I'm excited because I feel like I got that down this time and that I really, really achieved that. So you'll have to tell me. If you do the module, let me know what you think of it. I think it's flipping amazing, and I'm super proud of it. And then besides pumpkin, besides the season of pumpkin, everything, and I'm actually getting so tired. Can I work up another enthusiastic, it's the season of pumpkin, everything? I think I've run out of those. I did it in my video promoting this module. I did it for you at the beginning of this, and now I'm all pooped. I'm out of steam. But besides pumpkin, which I'm not even joking. I love pumpkin. I love it in savory dishes. I do this pumpkin thing with tomatoes that's flipping amazing, and rosemary is so good. But besides, you know, the pumpkin and the season of pumpkin coming, I'm excited about the amazingness of Mother Nature, even though we don't get a whole lot of that here in LA. We get some, and it's already starting, the leaves changing colors. They're actually falling from the trees, which I love, when I'm, like, standing at the kitchen sink doing dishes, and just, like, a little leaf goes floating by. I think that's so romantic and lovely, and I super appreciate the cooler weather, because I'm not a fan of the hot, hot heat. And then, of course, you know, all the yummy foods, the apples and the squashes and the stew. I love stew. I love stew. It's just so comforting. And then besides all that, it's my birthday month. It's my son's birthday month. So I kind of lose my head over that. And then if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I am a crazy goofball about pop culture. Books and movies in particular are my thing, but I'm also really crazy about rock and roll and fashion. I love pop culture, and I think that this is like the season of pop culture, everything fabulous. I have a stack of fashion magazines, September issues. It's almost taller than me, but I cannot wait to dig into. I'm taking most of tomorrow off so I can just like sit on the couch with a cup of tea and just daydream and look at all of the beautiful fashion. We're actually in the middle of Fashion Week right now, which I get a huge kick out of. I remember way back in the day when, before the internet, when I would have to go down to the newsstand way after Fashion Week was over, months later, and they would have these big fat books of like all the collections, and they'd be like $75, and I was broke as a joke. I could never afford them, so I would just stand there until, like, the newsstand guy told me I had to buy something or leave. I would just stand there flipping through it. And now you can just go online and see the whole thing for free at style.com. So I did that on Sunday. I sat there tweeting, ooh, look at this dress. Oh, my gosh, I love this outfit. Have you seen this collection? And nobody cared because I don't know if the witchy community cares about that, if I'm like a weird anomaly in this community, or I don't know what that's about. But mostly I find the cheese stands alone with the whole fashion thing. I know you do love your books, though. We have that in common. And the two books that I'm really, really excited to read, there's three, actually. I want to read Elizabeth Gilbert's The Signature of All Things, which isn't technically a fall thing, but it's going to be for me because I'm going to read it this fall. I thought I was going to read it this summer, but I didn't have the time. So I'm itching to get my hands on that. And then the two that are actually their final installments of these trilogies I've been reading, one is Nora Roberts' Dark Witch. Super fun. Super witchy. I mean, when I read the first two, I was actually thinking, is she a witch? because she knows so much about witchcraft and Wicca, and it really got me wondering. And I think she's not, but that she just really enjoys that whole world and is educated about it. It's very romantic. It takes place in Ireland, and there are castles and all kinds of magicalness and a forest, and it's really, really cool. Lots of love story stuff, but it doesn't get too, like, 50 Shades of Grey. It's fairly tame, which I like. And then Deborah Harkness, her big fat series, The Discovery of Witches, it finally comes to a conclusion with The Book of Life. And I had to wait. I wanted to read it the split second it came out, but these really are huge, big, fat, dense books, and I don't like reading hardcovers. I like to read paperbacks because I usually read fiction in bed late at night, and I just think it's awkward to hold like a really stiff book, especially if it's big and heavy. So I have patiently waited for that sucker to come out in paperback. So those are the three books I'm going to read. I used to love this time of year for TV, you know, because they roll out all the fall schedule. But I don't really care about that anymore because I'm just a huge HBO nut. That's what I love. That's the TV I watch. I think it is the writing on HBO and the direction and some of the acting. It's some of the best anywhere. And that's including theater. That's including movies. It is absolutely incredible. I just finished The Leftovers, the first season of that. I swear to you, out of all the screenplays I've read, out of all the novels I've read, and there have been many, 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 I think this might be the best writing I have ever come across. I was like pausing it every 5 minutes to be like, oh my God, did you see how they did this? Did you see how they did that? I don't know if you know, but I studied screenwriting for a very long time, and it's a passion of mine. And whoever is behind writing that show is a freaking genius. I'm so impressed. I know it was based on novels. I don't know how much it was adapted for the screen, but holy cow, that is an amazing series. You can watch it on HBO Go if you get that online. But it blew me away. I was stunned. Somebody live tweeted during the last episode, there needs to be a drinking game for The Leftovers. Take a shot for every what the fuck moment. And it is so like that. It was just like you're constantly surprised and constantly blown away. And I love that. It's very exciting. And so HBO, they don't really have a fall schedule. They're like all over the place. They just, you know, like I have to wait till next spring to watch Game of Thrones. I like Project Runway, which is not an HBO thing, but that's been going now for several episodes. What else? The Nick, HBO is trying to manipulate us into watching or into paying for Cinemax, which apparently they own, but they've been showing three of the first episodes of this show that Steven Soderbergh directed called The Nick, and it stars Clive Owen, and it is so cool. It's like, it takes place at the turn of the last century when surgery was new, electricity was new, racial integration was like before new, it was like barely happening. And it's just this really exciting, weird, incredible time. And Clive Owen plays a surgeon back when almost every time they performed a surgery, the person died. It's so captivating, obviously, because Steven Soderbergh directed it. So I'm a little bit mad at HBO, not enough to break up with HBO. Absolutely love it, but I'm a little bit annoyed. Oh my God, I only have 90 seconds? Gee whiz. Sleep deprived my ass. I can talk anyway. Let me just say the movies, because I'm a movie freak. I'm going to go see The Box Trolls. In September, what I was trying to say about HBO is they're trying to get us to buy Cinemax because they are only going to let us see these three episodes of The Nick, and then we have to go over to Cinemax to watch the rest. If I'm going to do that, but I am going to go see The Box Trolls, which I've been waiting an entire year to see with my son. We're going to do that as a special birthday date, the two of us. I can't wait to see Gone Girl, which was directed by David Fincher, who is so awesome. That movie is starring Ben Affleck. I can't wait to see The Skeleton Twins, which stars Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig. And it's actually a serious movie where they play, I think, twins who try to commit suicide on the same day. There's a movie called This Is Where I Leave You, which is starring some of my favorite actors, Rose Byrne, Adam Driver, Jane Fonda. What else? Oh, and The Theory of Everything, which is about Stephen Hawking. And back when he was a Cambridge University student. And there's actually a love story involved in that. So I'm very, very excited. It's the season of pumpkin everything. Please join me for this module, the Autumn Equinox module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year. I would love to have you in the group. I promise it's fun. And I hope that if you do it, you experience a radical, interesting, exciting transformation, because I know I did in writing it. I will be here next Tuesday talking at you. And in the meantime, much love. Peace.